This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The holidays are over. Christmas a memory, the new year upon us. The first thing on the pro-life to-do list is the public demonstration of protest against abortion at the nation's capital and state capitals across the land. On January 22, 1973, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled 7-2 that women had a due process right to access abortion. The week of the 42nd anniversary of the court decision decriminalizing abortion is just days away. Local pro-life organizations and even some of these radio stations will be involved and can help you not only protest, but help make your voice heard with elected officials. This is Life News Radio. Perhaps one reason life is listed as the first of inalienable rights by our nation's founders is that death is the cruelest of tyrants. When we fail to protect the unborn from the business of taking their lives, we allow this tyranny a refuge. Thank you for listening to this station and Life News Radio. Take the time to learn about the life issue and defend the first among all rights, life. Brittany Maynard's name is famous for killing herself as a champion of assisted suicide. What fame Kara Tippett enjoys comes from letting what she calls her little body to grow tired fighting cancer, and for describing assisted suicide as robbing those that love you with such tenderness the opportunity of meeting you in your last moments and extending you love in your last breaths. Now entering hospice, Kara Tippett says, "Jesus has still given me breath, and with it I pray I would live well and fade well." For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.